Before the 1970s, two cities, New York and Los Angeles, recognized that there was a need for accessible banking for blind and visually impaired people. And they had some ideas about how to do this, but they had no way to share their solutions. In the early 1970s, Wells Fargo banks in California were making check templates in which we who were vision impaired or blind could write. In 1972, North Carolina, specifically the Wachovia Bank, which is now Wells Fargo, began using metal check templates, and at the same time, they were offering Braille statements to their customers. In 1974, Wells Fargo began making raised line checks. In 1975, Minnesota offered both templates for checks and raised line checks. And additionally, they had Braille statements made for their blind customers. As early as the 1970s, solutions were talked about with regular consumers who were often told they could not open accounts or there was nothing that could be done to make their banking more accessible. I specifically experienced a situation about 1986 where I needed to change my account in the bank in which I was using my banking services. And when I initially joined that bank, I had an ATM card and I knew how to use the ATM machine, which was not accessible. But when I went to change my account, I was told I could no longer have an ATM card because I was blind. Since nothing was being negotiated at the time regarding consumers and banking in this state, and since I didn't know anybody and didn't know what to do, I told the bank that they had a choice. They could give me an ATM card again, or I could take my banking business elsewhere. Needless to say, I got the ATM card. We can all acknowledge that's not really the way we want to do business, but at the time it was the best option. In 1985, the first ATM with Braille instructions showed up in California. And in 1999, online banking was being discussed with ACB National. In California, it was specifically being discussed locally and with ACB representatives. And everybody was talking about needing more than just Braille instructions. Locally in Massachusetts, we played our own part in the late 90s and early 2000s. First, we had Fleet Bank, and they actually did have audio instructions. Then Fleet Bank merged with Bank of America, then Sovereign Bank and Citizens Bank signed on to have ATMs. Bank of America in 2010 made the commitment that within a few years, they would have a national plan to have all of their ATMs talking. Initially, when banks were putting in ATMs, the standard was one ATM in each location would be made accessible for us. But most banks have now signed on to have more than one ATM, and to the extent possible, all ATMs accessible. We have come a long way with our accessible banking. Many banks now have accessible websites, and Bank of America was the first bank to commit to an accessible website. Citizens Bank has one, Sovereign Bank has one, Cambridge Banks have some websites that are accessible. And while not all banks are accessible, we continue to work at this and will continue to make progress.